Hello, this is Real English from BBC Learning English. I'm Helen.
你好，欢迎收听今天的地道英语，我是刘佳。
Today we're going to look at words and phrases that have recently become part of the English language.
地道英语带大家一起学习原汁原味的英式英语，及时带大家更新英语中的流行词汇还有习惯表达。
So you need to keep up to date with Real English.
Helen, 今天咱们要学的新词是什么呢？
Today's new expression is penny pinching. That's penny, P-E-N-N-Y, and pinching, P-I-N-C-H-I-N-G. Penny pinching.
Penny pinching. 便是和 pinching 挤压一起说是什么意思呢？
Well, listen carefully. If you say someone is penny pinching, you mean that they don't want to spend money on anything.
哦，原来是这样啊。Penny pinching 的意思啊，就是说一个人特别小气、吝啬，不愿意花钱。
That's right. Remember, it's a negative thing to say about someone, so be careful how you use it.
不过要记住，这可是个贬义词，我们用的时候可得多加小心。那 Helen 能给我们举个例子来说说吗？
Of course. If your friend didn't want to go to a restaurant with you,
如果你的朋友不愿意和你一起出去吃饭，你就可以对他说。
Don't be so penny pinching. It won't cost that much.
别那么小气了，这花不了多少钱的。
So it has a negative sense.
所以这个词是个贬义词。
$30? I'm not paying that for a pair of shoes.
Don't be such a penny pincher. It's a really good price.
Why is school so bad these days?
Well, the government has a really penny-pinching approach to education and won't give schools any money.
Are you penny-pinching, Helen?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I'm the opposite, in fact. I always spend too much money.
Really? I don't.
Yes, look at your shoes. You need to buy some new shoes.
No, this will do for another 6 months at least.
See, you're being penny-pinching.
Am I?
Yes, you really need some new shoes.Those ones you're wearing must be 10 years old.
Well, maybe I'll think about it.
Anyway, let's recap. Penny pinching is...
就是形容一个人不愿意花钱，特别小气。
Well, it looks like we need to finish here. Join us again soon for more up-to-the-minute real English. Bye for now.
See you next time.